The Book of Daniel, Number 142. The Formation of the Image of the Beast, a Prophetic Journey Unveiled.
The great test for the people of God that they must pass before they are sealed is the formation of the image of the beast. That formation occurs from September 11, 2001, unto the Sunday law in the United States. That prophetic period represents the sealing time of the 144,000, and the period where every biblical vision finds its perfect fulfillment. In that period, the true Protestant horn will be purified and for eternity reflect the image of Christ, for Christ is a Protestant.
Christ was a Protestant. He protested against the formal worship of the Jewish nation, who rejected the counsel of God against themselves. He told them that they taught for doctrines the commandments of men, and that they were pretenders and hypocrites. Like whited sepulchres, they were beautiful without, but within full of impurity and corruption. The reformers date back to Christ and the apostles. They came out and separated themselves from a religion of forms and ceremonies. Luther and his followers did not invent the reformed religion. They simply accepted it as presented by Christ and the apostles. The Bible is presented to us as a sufficient guide, but the Pope and his workers remove it from the people as if it were a curse, because it exposes their pretensions and rebukes their idolatry. Review and Herald, June 1, 1886.
In the sealing time, the Protestant horn is purified and purged. In the same time period, the apostate Republican horn joins with the apostate Protestants, thus forming a horn of power that is a combination of church and state. The two horns of the earth beast are then the image of the beast and the image of Christ. The horn of apostasy is the twofold relation of a corrupt church with a corrupt state, and the horn of righteousness is the twofold relation of divinity with humanity. The image of the beast is thereafter formed in the world, and it is a twofold beast represented by a state, the United Nations, that has accepted the apostate Protestantism of the earth beast as its leading head of 10 heads. Upon that beast, the woman, who is the mother of harlots, reigns over the beast of 10 kings. The beast she rides upon is a combination of church and state, as represented by Herod's incestuous spiritual fornication with Herodias' daughter Salome. And the relationship between the woman that reigns over the beast is also a combination of church and state, with the whore of Rome's unlawful relationship with the kings that make up the worldwide beast, representing the United Nations. In the image of the beast that is forced upon the entire world, every nation will be involved. All the corrupted powers will join together.
Revelation 17 verses 13 to 14 quoted. These have one mind. There will be a universal bond of union, one great harmony, a confederacy of Satan's forces. And shall give their power and strength unto the beast. Thus is manifested the same arbitrary, oppressive power against religious liberty, freedom to worship God according to the dictates of conscience, as was manifested by the papacy, when in the past it persecuted those who dared to refuse to conform with the religious rites and ceremonies of Romanism. In the warfare to be waged in the last days, there will be united, in opposition to God's people, all the corrupt powers that have apostatized from allegiance to the law of Jehovah. In this warfare, the Sabbath of the fourth commandment will be the great point at issue, for in the Sabbath commandment the great lawgiver identifies himself as the creator of the heavens and the earth. The Seventh-day Adventist Bible Commentary, Volume 8, 983.
The fact that the rebellion associated with the worldwide image of the beast is universal and represents all the corrupt powers that have apostatized from allegiance to the law of Jehovah identifies that the formation of the image of the beast within the United States identifies a unification of all the corrupt powers that have apostatized. The Protestants of the United States apostatized when they rejected the first angel's message in 1844 and Laodicean Adventism apostatized in 1863. Apostate Protestantism and Laodicean Adventism will form a bond of union with the political factions within the horn of Republicanism that are seduced by the false prophet to give up half of their kingdom. With the world image of the beast, it is the false prophet that deceives the earth. In the image of the beast within the United States, the false prophet that produces the unholy, but unified confederacy of Satan's forces must also be a false prophet. The world image of the beast is twofold, but it is also a threefold union. That threefold union of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet leads the world to Armageddon. In the image of the beast that is first formed within the United States, there must be a threefold union, that is also a beast that is twofold. In both images to the beast, the twofold nature is the combination of church and state, with the church in control of the relationship. The threefold union must be represented in both the images of the beasts, but there are two manifestations of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet in the book of Revelation. The threefold structure of the worldwide image of the beast is represented by spiritualism, the dragon, Catholicism, the beast, and apostate Protestantism, the false prophet. Each of those three have not only a religious element, spiritualism, Catholicism, and apostate Protestantism, but they also have a political element. The dragon, socialism in its varied forms, the beast, a monarchy, and the false prophet, begins as a republic, ends as a democracy. The threefold union that comes together in the United States is forced together, deceived, by the false prophet, just as is the worldwide image of the beast. In the book of Revelation, there is another threefold union that is identified by the three apostate powers that arise out of the bottomless pit. Catholicism arises out of the bottomless pit in chapter 17, and it is the beast of the threefold union from the bottomless pit.
The beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was, and is not, and yet is.
Revelation 17 verse 8. The dragon power of atheism arises out of the bottomless pit in chapter 11.
And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them, and kill them.
Revelation 11 verse 7. The false prophet of Islam arises out of the bottomless pit in chapter 9.
And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. And unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. Revelation 9 verses 1 to 3.
The star that fell from heaven and opened the bottomless pit was the false prophet Muhammad. And when he opened the pit, he introduced the warriors of Islam, represented as locusts, into the prophetic narrative of the last days. The threefold union of the bottomless pit has a dragon, atheism, and a beast, Catholicism, and a false prophet, Islam. In the worldwide image of the beast, the false prophet is apostate Protestantism. That false prophet deceives the entire world by the seductive dance of Salome, or the dance of the prophets of Baal at Mount Carmel. In Revelation chapter 13, it deceives the world by the miracles that it does in the sight of the beast. Those symbolic representations of deception represent the force of economic extortion and military might.
And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword, and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand, or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name.
Revelation 13 verses 13 to 17. The deception and miracles that are associated with the false prophet actually represent the force that is brought about by economics, no man might buy or sell, and military might, should be killed. The false prophet of Islam in the Bible represents the work of Islam in angering and distressing the nations. They accomplish their work of angering and distressing by warfare, and the Bible identifies that their warfare in turn produces economic disaster. The warfare of Islam and the ensuing economic fallout is the issue that brings together all the corrupt powers that have apostatized from allegiance to the law of Jehovah in the United States. At the cross, the Sadducees and the Pharisees fully apostatized from allegiance to the law of Jehovah as they came together to crucify the true Protestant horn. In their rejection of Christ, they chose Barabbas, who represents a false Christ. Bar means son, and Abba means father. Barabbas means son of the father. Christ was the greatest of all of the prophets, and Barabbas was a symbol of a false prophet. In the sealing time of the 144,000, the two horns of the earth beast come to the point of their final prophetic manifestation. One represents the image of Christ, the other the image of the beast. In the history where these two horns manifest themselves, apostate Protestantism began its journey unto the soon-coming Sunday law with the Patriot Act in 2001. That waymark aligns with the Declaration of Independence, which in its beginning spoke as a lamb, for it expressed the protest of Protestantism against kingly power and popish rule. The waymark it aligns with at its ending, the Patriot Act, expresses the suppression of Protestantism. The second waymark in the journey of the two horns during the sealing time was represented in the beginning by the Constitution, which codified the separation of the two powers, which is the strength of the earth beast. That waymark reached its parallel in the ending, with the Kangaroo Court of the January 6, 2021 hearings, where the basic privileges of the Constitution were set aside for political expediency. The last waymark in the ending journey of the two horns is the soon-coming Sunday law, which was typified in its beginning by the Alien and Sedition Acts. Thus, the beginning history's three waymarks identified a transition from the independence and freedom represented by the Lamb, 1776, which is the only way to be truly free, unto the bondage of the dragon, 1798. The three waymarks of the sealing time identify the final journey of the earth beast, who is the false prophet. That journey ends at Jerusalem, when the ensign is lifted up, and when many shall then say, "Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." The final three-step journey of the earth beast is the journey of a false prophet on his way to Jerusalem. When the true prophet came and entered into Jerusalem, he did so by riding upon an ass. The earth beast also rides an ass into Jerusalem, for as the false prophet, the earth beast, he is represented by Balaam. Balaam, in seeking fame and wealth, turned from a calling to be a true prophet and apostatized from allegiance to the law of Jehovah. He determined to participate in cursing God's people, just as the United States will do at the soon coming Sunday law. Balaam's journey was accomplished by riding upon an ass, and during his journey it is identified three times that Balaam's ass brought grief to Balaam. The first time the ass turned out of the way.
And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. Numbers 22:23.
On September 11, 2001, Islam of the Third Woe, the wild Arabian ass of Bible prophecy, turned Balaam out of the way, for when the great buildings of New York City came down, it was a turning point in the history of the nations and the church. The angel standing in the way was the mighty angel that then descended to lighten the earth with his glory. The ass would once again cause Balaam grief.
But the angel of the Lord stood in a path of the vineyards, a wall being on this side, and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself unto the wall, and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. Numbers 22:24-25.
After September 11th, 2001 God's people were to sing the message of the Song of the Vineyard, Isaiah chapter 27, which is currently where Balaam is, with a wall on this side and a wall on that side. The wall at the southern border of the United States is the issue that precedes the fall of the wall of separation of church and state at the third and final waymark. The issue of the wall of the southern border is where Balaam's foot is crushed as an internal war over immigration begins to divide the earth beast into two opposing parties in advance of the repetition of the Civil War. The history between the two walls is the history represented by the waymark of the Constitution from 1789 to 1798, which typified the history of 2015, when Trump announced his campaign for the office of the president with his emphasis upon building the wall, until the soon-coming Sunday law removes the wall of separation of church and state. Post-September 11, 2001, the earth beast, represented by Balaam, began to divide. The division of Balaam's two walls represents a separation of two classes within both horns of the earth beast, represented by the election of Trump in 2016, the death of the two witnesses in 2020, the Pelosi trials of January 6, 2021, the reviving of the two witnesses in 2023, and the ass crippling Balaam on October 7, 2023. The last waymark of the journey of Balaam is when the ass speaks. And it is at the soon-coming Sunday law where the United States speaks as a dragon, where the angel of Revelation 18 speaks a second time, and where Habakkuk's vision that has tarried speaks. The vision that tarried was the vision of Islam of the third woe, and it speaks as a wild ass by its wild actions at the soon-coming Sunday law.
And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam. And Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, What have I done unto thee, that thou hast smitten me these three times? And Balaam said unto the ass, Because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in mine hand, for now would I kill thee. And the ass said unto Balaam, Am not I thine ass, upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine unto this day? Was I ever wont to do so unto thee? And he said, Nay. Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. Numbers 22:26-31. The United States is the false prophet that deceives the world to set up a worldwide image of the beast. In the period of time that is the time of the formation of the image of the beast within the United States, the United States is carried by the false prophet, represented by Balaam's ass. The false prophet in the sealing time of the 144,000 that forces all those corrupt powers in the United States to come together into a church and state relationship is Islam of the Third Woe. It accomplishes its work through warfare and the economic collapse that is brought about by that warfare. Those two characteristics are the same forces the false prophet of the United States employs to force the entire world with when it repeats the work that was done in the United States by the false prophet of the bottomless pit. The United States is now between the issue of the wall, immigration, which was the heart of the Alien and Sedition Acts of 1798, and the wall of the separation of church and state that is fully removed at the soon-coming Sunday law. The United States is already crippled financially, for its national debt is beyond repair. The dragon power is currently propping up a false financial forecast, but it is a lie that claims that wealth is produced with a printing press. But after all, the dragon is the liar of Bible prophecy. He propagates his lie through the modern representation of Hitler's famous propaganda machine, thus providing the logic for the fourth element of the Alien and Sedition Acts to be repeated, which provided the president with the authority to shut down any media outlet that opposed his ideas. Jesus always illustrates the end of a thing with the beginning of a thing. The image of the beast in the United States must possess the same prophetic characteristics of the worldwide image of the beast, and it does,
but the deception that produces the corrupted alliance within the false prophet of the earth beast is the false prophet of Islam. Both Balaam and the ass are symbols of false prophets. The history of the sealing of the 144,000 is the history of the three bottomless pit powers. Islam from the bottomless pit is the first waymark of September 11, 2001. Atheism of the bottomless pit arises to slay the two witnesses in 2020, and Catholicism of the bottomless pit arises from its death at the soon coming Sunday law. We will continue this study in the next article.
The world is not improving. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. By rejecting the Son of God, the personification of the only true God, who possessed goodness, mercy, and untiring love, whose heart was ever touched with human woe, and choosing a murderer in his stead, the Jews showed what human nature can and will do when the restraining power of the Spirit of God is removed, and men are under the control of the apostate. Those who choose Satan as their ruler will reveal the spirit of their chosen master. The world will not improve till God goes out of his place to punish her for her iniquity. Then the earth shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. Christ warned his disciples, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes, in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." When Christ was upon this earth, the world preferred Barabbas. And today the world and the churches are making the same choice. The scenes of the betrayal, the rejection, and the crucifixion of Christ have been reenacted, and will again be reenacted on an immense scale. People will be filled with the attributes of the enemy, and with them his delusions will have great power. Just to that degree that light is refused will there be misconception and misunderstanding. Those who reject Christ and choose Barabbas work under a ruinous deception. Misrepresentation and false witness will grow to open rebellion. The eye being evil, the whole body will be full of darkness. Those who give their affections to any leader but Christ will find themselves under the control, body, soul, and spirit, of an infatuation that is so entrancing that under its power souls turn away from hearing the truth to believe a lie. They are ensnared and taken, and by their every action they cry, "Release unto us Barabbas, but crucify Christ." Even now this decision is being made. The scenes enacted at the cross are being reenacted. In the churches that have departed from truth and righteousness, it is being revealed what human nature can do and will do when the love of God is not an abiding principle in the soul. We need not be surprised at anything that may take place now. We need not marvel at any developments of horror. Those who trample under their unholy feet the law of God have the same spirit as had the men who insulted and betrayed Jesus. Without any compunction of conscience, they will do the deeds of their father, the devil. They will ask the question that came from the traitorous lips of Judas, "What will you give me if I betray unto you Jesus the Christ?" Even now Christ is being betrayed in the person of his saints. Review and Herald, January 30, 1900.